Vayter in Shas. We're in Malchus Daf Chaf Aleph. Bring it up on the top of the page, second line. Amar Shmuel, says Shmuel, Hamesarit Bekli Chayev. Someone goes ahead into Srita, which is a cut. Someone who cuts himself, Chalila, and they do it with a Kli, then they're going to be Chayev to Isur. Rashi points out over here, Hamesarit Bekli Chayev. Havadei Pshita Lekuli Alma Deikur Gedida Mashma Bekli. It's clear that the Lashon of Gedida, the ikar gedida of cutting, is something which is done with the kli. The ikar srita masha biyadim, when srita is done with the hand. The kama Shmuel is saying a mesarit bekli, someone who scratches with a kli, which is like using a double whammy, like flip, using a mixture of two of these things. Al hamei, someone does it for a person who died. Chayev v'lo ka'amar megadid bekli, doesn't say megadid bekli. Lashmeinan, the shame srita shayach bekli. There is still a shame and name of srita with a kli. V'osach haburo ba'atzmo bekli. Al hamei is chayev shnei lavin. It's going to be chayev two things. Mishum mesarit. For both of these types of cutting, the gedida v'srita achasi, the defayu bein biyad bein bekli. Now says Gemara, Oshel b'sar bekli chayef meisvei. In fact, the Gemara, hold on one second. But it seems though as though these are two separate things. Meisvei srita gedida achasi, right? The Brisa says that they're one thing, and elish srita biyad gedida bekli. But one is with yad and one's with the kli. Says Rashi, Klomer, bein srita bein gedida in chaburim. Yes, it's true. That's a problem. Ushneim mamis on a dead body. Ella srita biyad and gedida bekli. Vakasha l'shmul damer tervayu bein biyad bein kli. Seeing both of them, whether it's hand or kli. The means amar mesarit bekli. The fact that it says a lashon of mesarit, which we would thought it meant without a kli, it says bekli. V'lo kamer megadi bekli. Doesn't use the lashon of megadi bekli. Mechal de srita shecha bekli kegdida. So ella srita biyad kli bekli. Said them for the Gemara. Who damer kav yosi? Okay, so Shmuel, who we started with tonight, he actually is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. Oh, he argues with this brisa, and he says that They're exactly the same. Tana Tamna, meaning Gedida, the streets is the same thing. Tana Tamna Kamei, Rav Yochanan, Al Meis. Someone cuts himself over a dead body. Whether he's doing with his hand or doing with the kli is going to be chayav. Rashi says, the Sritu Gedida Ksiv, the Tavayu, Asrinu Rachman, both of them, the Torah comes in Asers, no matter what it is. Avodas Kachamim, somebody does it. For Avodah Zarah, so then it makes a difference. Biyav chayav bekli pater. If he does it with his hand, he's going to be chayav, but the kli is going to be pater. Says Rashi, Avodas Kachamim, Diyash Avodas Kachamim, Shaodam Asabakach. Let's say you serve this idol. Shaosam Bibsaram, Chaburos, Ptsos, you make cuts and wounds on the skin. So, Biyad Chayev, in the hand, if someone with the hand, you're going to be Chayev, right? It's just the Derech of Odasa, Bekach. That is the way you serve it with hand. Even if not the normal way to go ahead and to serve it, still you're going to be Chayev. The Avodah Gemurah he biyad, because the complete Avodah is with the Yad. So if it's with the Yad, it's going to be Chayev Bekli, it's going to be Pater. In fact, but we learned just the opposite. That is, that with a kli, it's a derech avodah, and avodas kachavim, and not with your hand. Says Rashi, the kli derech avodah who did avodas kachavim, the chesiv is going to do kamishpatam asu gedida, kederech shayi regil hanasos becharavos beramachim, am a derech avodah bekli. Right, they use these spears and these type of utensils. Right, the pasuk says he's going to do kamishpatam becharavos becharam, and they do with swords and spears. So the Gemara Elaima, flip it in a chenem. He said, "Biyad, you're going to be pater b'kli chayev. Kli, you're going to be chayev." It comes from Lazar. Next part of the mission says, "V'chayev al rosh." This over here, this is chayev al rosh shtayim, achas mikan, the achas mikan, one from each side. Says the Gemara. Where'd I go? Chayv al rosh. Says Gemara, Machvi Rav Shesh has been pirkei reish. Rav Shesh, he pointed between the joints of the head. That means from the temples to show exactly where the corners of the head are, where the pays are. If I was looking, shtayim mikan, or shtayim mikan, v'achaz mamata, and on the zaken, two here, and one on the bottom. Machvi Rav Shesh has been pirkei dikta. He pointed, Rashi goes through the details over here about the areas of where he pointed. to show the five things. Lamaisa, we don't know exactly what the five things are. Therefore, you can't shave any part of the beard with a razor. If a person goes in and he took all five corners, and he's going to be chayav only one malchus. That's a machlokas between the Tanakama. Because he holds that it's one iser that's asering shaving the five. And therefore, even if he shaves five separate, he's going to be chayav only one malchus over here. Ve'enu chayav at sheyitlena b'tar, and he's only going to be chayav if he does it with a razor. Right, what's the other opinion? It says even with these sharp objects to use for other things, you're also going to be chayv. Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk Kadam Lo Yigalichu, it says do not shave the corner of their beard. Yochel afil gilchum mismayim yichayv. You would think that maybe if you did it with scissors, you'd be chayv. Tam lo sachshes, don't destroy it. So it can't be, and that's not destroying it. We're doing it with scissors. E lo sachshes, which is what it says, don't destroy it. Yochel imlikto b'malkut rehitni yichayv. You think that if you did it with these type of sharp utensils that you could be chayv for it. Tamad lomer lo yigalichu. It's got to be done in something which is to shave. Okay, so how do you put them together? Giluch sheyish bo hashchasa. The Gzeir Shav is telling you that these they're working in tandem here, and that shaving that is has destruction. That's where you're going to be chayav. Heavy omer zetar. What's that talking about? That is a razor. Now, he argues as a feel like b'malkut rehitni chayav. Even if you did it with these type of utensils like rulers and things that are used to you know to smooth things out, you'd also be chayav. Like we saw before, then libari tied, then it has to be a razor. Ilogam is there, so if you don't learn the zero shav, Miss Brahim Namilo, then scissors also wouldn't be mutter. And for the Gemara, Lilam Kamar Gzer Shava, he does learn the Gzer Shava. Oh, so then if that's true, that has to be a razor. And the answer is no, because honey namigiluk have the even when you're using these type of utensils to smooth and things out, that's also things that are used in order to go ahead and to shave, and therefore you'd be chayev for that as well. Okay, now, before I start this next Mishnah, I just have to mention something that I neglected to mention. I'm realizing now, on Yud Tes Amud Beis, we had Rashi there that ended off. I keep saying now Rashi, but this is not the parish Rashi anymore. From Yud Tes Amud Beis, about 10 lines down or so, Rashi said, in the Rashi, it's inserted, Rabbeinu Gufo Tor V'yotze Nishmaso B'tayra Lo Pirish Yoser. And that is that Rashi's body was Tahor, and his Neshama left by Tahor, and he didn't perish anymore. Mikan Ve'elech Loshen Tamido Rabbi Yehuda Barab Nosson. That is the Rivan. Kachu Loshen Abraisa. Okay. Yeah, now, what that is that this is from here. This is where Rashi stopped commentary. His commentary stops over here, and instead takes over the Rivan. The Rivan is his son-in-law. So sorry about that. Didn't mention that earlier. So if I do say Rashi, I mean Rivan. But this is the Rivan. Here we go. Says the Hilga Mishnah Hakosev Ksovaskaka. Somebody goes and writes what's known as a tattoo. Rivan explains what is that. Kosev Tchila Albasor. First you write on the skin, on the flesh, Basam with some sort of dye, or with some sort of ink or sicker or dye. V'akar kach mikakea basar b'machet. And you go and you like make these marks, you insert it into the skin with a needle or a second or a knife, and the dye goes in beina or labasa between the skin and the flesh. Venira bo kolayamim, you see it all for all your days. So Asaraf she says, Ravan says, Rasalichov Shum Ksiba Baolam, Albasara Beinyan Zeh, you know how to do this in this fashion, Shekach Gzerus Akos, you're not allowed to get a tattoo. So Akosuksovaskaka, let's say you put this type of ink there, but you didn't actually make these little marks, these pricks into the skin, or kiaka velokasa, where you made the marks without putting the ink. Enu chayev ad sheg yichto v'kaka bidio, it switches to, u'bichol davashi roshem. Not chayev unless you make the pricks that go into the skin with ink, or with his, like, dio is usually black ink, or blue, a dye, and anything that's going to make some sort of mark. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Yehoshua ben Omer,
You're going to be chayv there if you write the shame. Revan says before Shigmar, the shame of Kochavim Gamar. It's talking about the name of Avulazara. Shinamar the Pachlik says, Uksovaskaka Lotitnu Bechem Ani Hashem. The tattoo you can't place on yourself, I am Hashem. And which we're going to see where exactly what those words are teaching us.
Mamish.
So we see over here that Rishimin Ben Yehuda is saying that, right, as it, right, when it ends at the end, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda says, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, right, that it says after Hashem, Atichtov Ani Hashem Mamish. You have to actually write the words Ani Hashem. Rashi says, Altevis Halalo Ani Hashem Atom Mechaivo. Mishum, so then you're going to be chayv. Amar lei, lo, says no, that's not what he means. Because the tani bar kapara, inu chayv ad sheyichtov shem avodas kochavim. He's only going to be chayv if he writes the name of an avodas zara. Shenem achsovas kaka lo sitnu bechem, don't do this thing, ani Hashem ayim Hashem. Says Rivan, shum ksuvas kaka, lo yasof ne lefanai. Don't do any type of thing. Shani Hashem, because I'm Hashem, v'asurim atem lichtov
shame acher, and it's us for you to go and to write another name, al basarchem, on your flesh.
Alma, we see ikr chiyuva mishum shame avodas kochavim. The real iser is writing avodas zara. Miu aser lichtov shum ksiv, it can write anything, ba'olam, afilu Rav Shimon, el dechiv malchus lekab. It's not going to be any malchus if you do something other than avodas zara. Ani Hashem, v'lo acher, I am Hashem, and there is no other, right? So any type of thing is in Yasser, but certainly if you do it with a shame of Avodah Zarah, that's going to be Chayiv Malkus. Amar of Malki, Amar of Adabar Ahav, Aser Lola Adam Sheetin Efer Mikla Al Gabi Makasa, a person's Aser to go and put ashes on his wound in order to heal it. Efer Mikla, says Rashi, Rivan, Dafka Kamar, Lafisha Kashari, it's very hard type of dirt, and Makakas, Makom, Hamaka, makes like a tattoo there. If I wrote Shem Nirisham, Acher Zman, Aval Afer, Alma, Lo, San Ramos, just put regular dirt over there. Right, so this is type of, when we say Efer Mikla, is ashes that are burnt up, and that makes it stay there. Because it looks like a tattoo. Okay. Amar of Nachum Breid Ravika. There are two people with very similar names. One was Malkia, and one is Malkio. So now we say over here, what we saw before is of Malkia, and now we're going to explain, don't confuse it with Malkio. Amar of Nachum Breid Ravika, Shpud Shfachos Vigumos Rav Malkio. Bloris Efer Mikla Ugvina Rav Malkia. The Rivan explains each one of these cases over here. What's the Shpud? The Shpud is the Gemara in Maseches Beitza and Chav Chesam Beis. Rehuda says in Shem Shmuel that a spit, that's when you put the animal on this metal thing or this wood thing and you put it over the fire in order for it to roast. If you use it in Yontif, after you're not allowed to go and touch it, becomes Muksa Machmas Mius. It's gross. It's disgusting. It's Muksa. You can't move it. If Malkia says you're allowed to go move it in a way which is a Shinoi. That was one thing she said. Number two is Shvachos. This is a mission. Ksuvus Nuntes Amud Beis, saying the different things that a woman has to do, the chiyuv of a woman towards her husband, and over there the Tanakhama says that a wife is going to be putter if she brings in shvachos to go and do this work, and Eliezer says that even if she brings 100, she has to do something, because if she doesn't do something, then she's going to end up losing, she's going to end up doing the wrong thing, right? That is, says Rashi Mishnah B'Perikal Afalpi, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Afil Chisa Mea, she still has to work. Amar Malki Omer, because she's going to end up being bored, and it's going to bring Averis. Amar Avada, Alochek Rabbi Eliezer, V'hain Mishnah D'Masis and Koy V'lo Kamen Mil Sabah B'Napshe, and he goes and he agrees with that opinion as well. That's Rav Malki Yo. And then the third one is Gumos. Gumos is in Maseches Nida. Maseches Nida is talking about, says Rashi, B'Nida Rav Bas Simon, Rav Chelba Omer, Rav Huna, Shtei Cyrus, Shalom Otsuch Shei B'Ikran Gumos. Every of these Gumos, these pits, but literally means pores, that Rav Malki Omer, Rav Adda, Bar Ava, Gumos, Safapi Shein, Rav Cyrus, even if there's no hair over there, we assume that it fell out. And that is the halachas that Rav Malkiyo. What about Rav Malkiya, which is who we just spoke about a moment ago, when we said Rav Malkiya says about Asil Adam to put this Efer Mikla. This Malkiyo, this is, says that Efer Mikla, Bloris, Efer Mikla, and Gvina is Malkiya. The first one is this type of haircut that people would do for Avodah Zarah's blur. It's left over a certain amount of hair over there. And Rivan says, "Perkin Mamidim Avodah Zarah Tana Rabbanu Vikachovim Mestaper Misal Vekama Amar of Malkio Malkio." Amar Rav Ada Shol she's supposed to choruch v'hainu masnisa, that he says you have to leave over that if you are a yid and you're a hair cutting guy, you can't go and cut the hair of a vodazarnik that's going to help this hair look, you know, very defined. You have to stop 3 fingers in every direction of that part of the hair that they would leave over, and that is the first one. Efer Mikla is the one that we had said, right? That you can't put this stuff on it because it makes like a tattoo. And the last one is cheese. Delicious. What's a cheese talking about? This is a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, says the Revan. Nami bin mamidin v'katani b'mishnah u'gavinos beis unaiki. U'boi b'gemara my time amr of Malkia amr of Adam v'pnei she'machlikin v'haynu mishnah da'amastis and kai. And that is, it's telling that a yid can't eat cheese. It's made by Goyim. And we give different reasons for the sister. The one given by Rav Malkia is that this guy is going to coat the cheese with pig fat. Oh, the classic. Good old pig fat. Rav Papa, Mar Masnisin, Umasnisa, Rav Malkia. He says that the dinim of a Mishnah or a Braisa that are said by Rav Malkia, Shmaisa Rav Malkia. And something with the Shmaitza, right? So that is Rav Malkia is from a Mishnah Braisa, but when you're dealing with Amoraic Shtiklech, that is Rav Malkio. The Simanech, how do you remember? Masnisa Malkisa. That a statement of a Tana is a queen. Rashi's Mishnayis Braisa's Ikerhin, Vahainu Simon. Mishishmo Dome Linekeva Mukmina and Kula Masnisa. To have a nami lasha nekeva, nekeva alibe, v'hainu rav malkia, yishmo dom le nekeva, mashmo sav shel shem nami mashma lasha malchus, v'hainu mishnai sabraisos, shehin ikir v'lo shmaitzos, v'ist mefarish ikir b'nai u'shvachos, u'mikla mashma shvachos, u'kishenegda kach lasha. So we say that, that's the way that you remember it. Anyway, weiter. My Benayu, what's the difference between Rav Nachman, who's the first opinion of you, the son of Rav Nachman, Rav Ika, and the second was Rav Papa. The Rav Nachman Ika said that Shvut Shvachos Vagumas is Rav Malkio, and Boys of Mikla Gvino is Rav Malkia. Rav Papa says, no, I haven't seen this. Masnisa is Rav Malkio, and Shmaisa Rav Malkio. What's the difference practically? The din of Shvachos, which is something which is actually written in a Mishnah. Back to tattoo. Rabbi Barbaye Kapanafilo Arivda de Kuselsa. Rash says Rivda is a makah, it's a wound. Kuselsa is a kli, shemakabo is a type of kli that's used. So he says that he's agreeing with this Rav Malkia before. That you can't go ahead and put this ashes on the wound. He's saying it's not even allowed to be put on a puncture of this type of kli in the skin because it's going to look like mom is doing some sort of tattoo. Not only a wound, but this type of wound. Wherever there's a wound, makaso mochiach alav. The wound is proving to us that this is obviously not done for tattoo, but it's doing for some sort of healing. So the real problem is only if you're going to make some sort of mark on it that's going to be clear that that's going to be a tattoo. Zok the next, Heluga Mishnah. Here we go. We're going to see sometimes that person who does something wrong does it again, that maybe he's only going to get one set of malchus, and sometimes he's going to get different malchus. Nazir shayishos yayin kol yom, even Nazir, who's drinking wine all day long, but there's only one hasra, en chayv el achas, is only going to be chayv one set of malchus. Amar lo, al tishta, but they've said, don't drink. And every time he came along to do it, they warned him, but who shows he drinks, chayv el kachas, he's going to get a set of malchus for each time he drinks. So you can get a lot of sets of malchus. Don't forget, malchus is 39 malchus, so one set of 39, another set of 39, Hayim mitame lemesim kol yom. Let's say the nazir is not allowed to become tamei mesi. He goes to mitame all day. He goes from one place to the next. Enu chayve lachas. Amar lo al tatame tatame. But they warn them then who mitame does anyway. Chayve kol achas viachas. Hayim galay kol yom. We also know the nazir not allowed to go and shave. But if he doesn't, he shaves it. Enu chayve lachas only chayve the first time he does it. Amar lo al tagalay chal tagalay. But if you say don't do it, don't do it. Stop shaving. Stop shaving. Each time he's about to do it, then who mitame, and then he continues to do it. Chayve kol achas viachas. Chayve for each one of them. Hayo lavush bekilayim kol hayom. Oh, yeah, mixture of wool and linen, right? We know a lot of shatness. And this person is lavush kilayim. Rashi says, echad min ashuk v'lo nazir. This is talking about a regular person, not a nazir. Don't wear it. They keep warning you. He takes it off and then he puts it on again. For each one of them, another set of malchus. Beep, turn the page. Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Yesh Charesh, the famous Mishnah. Yesh Charesh, tell him Echad. It can be a case of a person who plows one furrow. And V'chayv Alomi Shem Shmona Lavin. It can be over eight different Lavin. Acharish b'shor v'chamor. Someone's plowing with an ox and a donkey, which you know you're not allowed to go put an ox and donkey together. That is an iser kilayim. V'hei mugdashim. This is hekdash. You're not allowed to use hekdash. V'kilayim b'kerem, and they're doing a place which is a kilayim of a field, stuff that's mixed together, different species that you're not allowed to plant together. Ubishvias is during shemitah. You're not allowed to work the land. V'yontov, and it's on yontif, which you're not allowed to do. They're Kohen v'Nazir Rebesa Toma, and this person is a Kohen and a Nazir in a place where it's Tame, like a cemetery. And Chananya ben Chachinoyomer, Afa Lovish Kilayim, also someone who's wearing Kilayim, you could even get a ninth one over here for wearing Shatan is when he does it. Amarlo, Eino Hashem. Amulo eino hashem. Amulahem afanazir lohu hashem. How could you add this as part, as a ninth one? That's not connected to the actual plowing over here. Therefore, when you said person can plow a single furrow and be chayav for eight things over here, that's not part of it. It's just because he's wearing something. So he says back to him, afanazir lohu hashem. Also, being a nazir is not shayach to this either. It just happens to be the person is a nazir. All right, Zakta Hilul Gemara, right away the Bach pops in and he helps us out with the opening, the Masorah Sashah starts off, Amar of Bibi, Amar of Asi, Lo Poshit V'Lovish Mamish, when we talk about the idea of the Shatness, taking off the clothing and putting it on, it doesn't mean Mamish, Filu Machnis Emotzi Beis Yad Unkeli Shelo, even if he's going to be Chayiv, even he's putting his hand in and out of the sleeve. That's more like as a question of here. Do you have to take the whole thing or even a little bit? So Machri Rav Achaber, Deravika, Ayule Vafuke, that's taking it off and putting it on. The Rivan explains this to mean Mamish, gotta take the whole thing off and on. Rav Ashiyama, he says, no, you don't have to take it off at all. If you're a little shy, look at the lift, even if you stood there, the amount of time it would take to take off and put it back on, even then he's gonna be chayiv a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time, and so on and so forth. Yesh Charesh Telem. The next part we said, a person can go ahead and they can plow one furrow and still be chayiv. Eight things for doing that one particular zach over here. Amar Rav Yanai, b'chabura nimnu v'gamru, b'chabura with a shtag, right? She says, nearly yom asifa, rivan, o yom vad hayolam shakorin chabura. They had this day where they used to, shtag together. They say, Achofe b'kilayim loka, someone who covers kilayim, seeds of kilayim with dirt, is going to get malchus for doing such a thing. Right? That's like you actually planted it by just putting dirt on top of it. Amar le Rav Yochanan, says Mishor Shas, Lav Mishor Seinu, isn't this our Mishnah? Yesh Charesh Terem Elchad v'chayv Allah Mishum Shmonu Lavin. HaCharesh v'shor v'chamor v'hein mugdashin v'kilayim b'kerem. Hi Charesh, this case of Charesh, the mechayev mishum kilayim, someone's going to be chayev, for a hechem mishkachasla. What exactly is the case? Lav the mechseh bahadeh dazil, is it where he covered over these seeds while he was going along the way with the plow? And therefore the Mishnah itself is telling the covering over is considered planting. What do you have to go and tell us this in this Yom Chabura? Amalei says back to him, Ilav didalai lach chaspa, if I hadn't lifted this piece of pottery for you, Rashi says, Higvasi, he's like, if I wouldn't lifted it up, Mishkachas Marganisa Tusa, would you have found the pearl that was underneath it? Without my saying it straight up, You're not covering it up. You wouldn't have explained the Mishnah this way. Says Rashi, "Di lav the Rivan." Sorry, "Di lav the Armilach Havri Amartin." You would have said, "Choreish the Mechay b'Kilayim La Mishum Zoreya Elim Mishum Mechayim the Shavik La'akalu." The fact that you didn't leave it, let it go. Therefore, I'm going to teach you if you're putting dirt on top of it is already considered like planting it. Amar Lei Rashi Shlakish to Rabbi Yochanan, "I lav the Kilsuch Gavaraba." If a great man had not praised you, right, then we're talking about Rav Yana, by agreeing with you that the Mishnah's Kilayim shtickle is on the fact that covering seeds of Kilayim is like sowing it, then Hava Amina Masnis and Mani, I would have said, who is our Mishnah like? Rabbi Akiva, he's like Rabbi Akiva. Dharma Mekayim Kilayim Loke, right? We saw this way back in Moi Katan. So someone who's just Mekayim Kilayim, he's going to get Malkus. My Rabbi Akiva, what's this Rabbi Akiva? The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Someone pulls out weeds or covers seeds, and because of that, you have Kilayim, Loki gets Malkus. Afa Mekayim, even someone just leaves it there to continue to grow is also going to be Chayav, right? So it's just straight up, someone's getting Malkus for holding it up over there. Right, you did a ma'aseh. You didn't do a ma'aseh. We're just not doing the ma'aseh. That's way back in the basement cut. The my time at Rabbi Kiva. What's Pshat Rabbi Kiva that he says? That's just make just you get a malchus for just keeping it there. The Tanya will look at a brisa. Sadcha lo sizra kilayim. The pasuk says your field you shall not seed, shall not sow with kilayim. Eli ela zoreya. I only know if you did zoreya over there. Mekayim minayin. I don't know if I just mekayim it. If I just let it stay there. Talmud lomar kilayim sadcha lo. And therefore we have a way that we go ahead and we dash in it. The pasuk could have just said behem tcha kilayim lo sarbiya kilayim. But from the fact, it put kilayim next to sadcha, we have this drasha of kilayim sadcha lo. So kilayim sadcha lo means don't even allow it to be. Amar lei ula the Rav Nachman v'luki nami b'shem zorei b'yom tov. Finally, we also get a malchus for being zorei on yontes. As Rivan daha nimnu v'gamru the mechapa zorei who could mean. We said this is considered zorei. Amar lei says to him tana v'shir. Yeah, in a chinami. We said some of them. We left over some of them. Amar lei tana katani shmona. It says dafka 8. Right, so if Atamar Tana Vishir, and you want to say that means there's other things over here, that's not how we do it over here. When we go and you're saying that there's 8, it means that there's only 8 and there aren't anymore. Amar Rava, so Rava says that why don't we also say that a person is going to be Chayev for V'lukin Amishim Zoreya B'yamtiv, because he says Zoreya, when you're plowing and sowing in Yamtiv, they're not considered two separate things. Yesh chilek melachos b'shabbos. When it comes to melachos Shabbos, we go ahead and we split it up into two different melachos. Ve'ein chilek melachos b'yantav. Not when it comes to yantav, therefore you plow and you plant. On yantav, you can get one set of melachos for both of them. Amar lei, so this says back, adotei, inchinami, yup, that makes sense to me. Okay, therefore you're not going to be chayev to... Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. There is a continuation of this, God willing, we'll do it next time. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.